Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Nicole Crom-Ewing, the host for today's program. In studio with me is Ms. Winsome Minot, team leader for Catalyst and CEO of Mint Management and Finance Services. Winsome will be talking to us about the importance of fostering entrepreneurship in Jamaica. How does your organization work to stimulate entrepreneurship in Jamaica?
Well, first of all, I would say it's not really my organization. I'm one representative of a very strong team of Jamaican persons who come from diverse backgrounds. Some are accountants, CEOs and CFOs, and some have been chairpersons of boards, chairpersons of groups of companies. Some persons are heavily into information technology and some in risk. So we have a great team and we have international members who have dedicated themselves to assisting us to help to grow not just Catalyst but Jamaican micro and small businesses.
So we understand that entrepreneurship is a key driver of our economy. How do you think we can encourage more persons to get involved in entrepreneurship?
Well, I'm so very passionate about entrepreneurship. I believe that it is really my calling in life, in that I feel that for us to grow as Jamaicans and for the business sector to grow in Jamaica, we need to exploit this innate talent that we have as Jamaicans. And if you look outside, you will see that every person on the road, you know, they're doing a little hustling sort
right.
of thing. So we have that tendency in the first place towards entrepreneurship. However, entrepreneurship is much more than that. And I would say it is the identification of talent, working consistently to improve this and making it into a business, not just a business that can feed one or two persons, as I call the mom and pop variety of entrepreneurship, but one that really creates job for 10, 15, 100 persons. That's where we're focused at. We want to see the growth.
Based on your experience, can you tell us some of the barriers to starting a business and how we can possibly overcome them?
First of all, persons must believe in themselves. You may have a great idea and you just look around and you cannot translate that into a business. I've seen many, many persons, even at the university level, where it is that they come up with brilliant ideas and they win trophies and money, and then that idea remains on a shelf in a book form. And I'm sure if you go to the different universities, you'll see that. So it is, how do you move from this wonderful idea to really changing how you think? And it is something that I believe is learned. My mother had a small boutique. And because of that, I had entrepreneurial zeal because I learned it. A friend of mine, Vaughn White, tells me that his father had a bar and he would be on top of the stool pouring drinks at a very tender age. And he learned that. So he's now one of Jamaica's great entrepreneurs.
Right.
You see Carl Hendricks, whose parents had a bakery. What I'm seeing right now in terms of the evolution of it is that someone observed and watched what happened and then translated it for themselves. So here it is now. We must do that for youngsters in high school. We must give them that vision that can translate their lives. So I am encouraging us as Jamaicans, as entrepreneurs, as leaders, as politicians, as academics to buy into this vision.
What is your best advice to someone who is interested in translating this idea, this vision into reality?
They must decide to be really become very disciplined and passionate, because passion is one of the things about entrepreneurship. And you can't teach passion. That's an unfortunate thing. You have to want it so bad that you get up every day and you dream about it. And you, even if you fail, because some of the great entrepreneurs of the world, they have failed several times.
Yes.
So it is that we must not give up when we fail. Just think about it as a learning step and continue and go back at it. But this resilience is something that I have also observed in many entrepreneurs.
So outside of resilience and passion, are there any other attributes that you would say would be necessary for a successful entrepreneur?
Yes, you must be willing to listen to your market. You have to go out there and test your market before you say, oh, I have this idea and it's going to be a great business. No, you must go and do your pilot testing. You must find out what the market needs, and it also must be profitable. A business can only continue and be sustainable if it is profitable.
Special thanks to our guest today, Ms. Winsome Minot, team leader for Catalyst. Remember, you can visit our website at eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. And please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Nicole Crom-Ewing for Exim Bank JA.
Exim Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.